Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the second installment of Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. I want to clarify one thing that we were discussing yesterday, which is to be in Torah violation of cooking on Shabbos, I have to be doing an action on Shabbos. So, if I have water and I put it in the urn 1 minute before candle lighting on Shabbos, and it's nowhere near 110 degrees when I bring in the Shabbos, and then after Shabbos has begun, it gets up to 110 degrees, I'm not in Torah violation of cooking on Shabbos because I didn't do that on Shabbos. What I did happened before Shabbos. The result happened on Shabbos. Torah violation of Shabbos is when I do an act on Shabbos that brings a certain result. So if I have a kugel that's not fully cooked and I place it in the oven on Shabbos and it cooks it further, I could be in Torah violation. If I place the kugel in the oven before Shabbos, there might be certain rabbinic concerns that we're going to have to get into that as the series continues, but Torah violation is only if I did the act on Shabbos itself. I just wanted to clarify that point. Now, there's a rabbinic prohibition, which is an interesting thing to think about. Let me give you the following scenario. Let's say I have some water that I want to warm up. I have no interest in warming it up to Yatzo Lettuce. I have no interest in bringing it to 110 degrees. I just don't want it to be cold. I don't know, I'm going to, for certain medical purposes, and I checked out with the rabbi, it's appropriate to do on Shabbos. I need to soak certain body part, and I just don't want it to be in cold water. My goal is to bring it up to 95 degrees Fahrenheit, nowhere near Yatzo Lettuce. So I've got a plan. I'm going to put the water in a pot on the burner that's on low, and I'll just make sure. I'll just put it on for a minute or two, and then I'll take the water out of the pot before it gets to Yatzo Lettuce. I'm going to do all of this on Shabbos. Okay or not okay? So the halacha is it's not okay. There's a fascinating rabbinic prohibition. The rabbi said any scenario by which if I leave the food or liquid or solid on the heat source on Shabbos, and that if I were to leave it there for the entirety of Shabbos, it would reach a point of Torah violation of cooking, I may not put it on the heat source even for a brief period of time. So even though my plan is to take the liquid off of the heat source way before it becomes the Yatzo Lettuce, I may not place it on the heat source on Shabbos because the rabbis were concerned that I'd forget to take it off and it would get to Yatzo Lettuce and I'd have a problem. So that's just an interesting halacha to keep in mind. It's true for liquids or solids. Okay, another point. If I'm in the range of Torah cooking on Shabbos, it's not only a prohibition to put it on the burner or put it in the oven. Any act of hastening the cooking process would be a Torah violation of cooking on Shabbos. And this, I think, actually comes closer to home. For this example, imagine that I set up chalent in a crock pot before Shabbos. I put it in the crock pot. I turned on the crock pot before Shabbos. No Torah violation there. But Friday night, it's not yet fully cooked. And now imagine any of the following scenarios. Let's say I decide I'm going to take some of the contents of the crock pot out. Now think about it. If there's less food in the pot, the contents will probably cook quicker. So if it's not fully cooked when I took some of the contents out, I'm causing the remnants to cook quicker. That's a Torah problem. If I do an act of stirring when something is not yet fully cooked and it's on a heat source, that's hastening the cooking. This is an extremely common one. If a pot is uncovered and I cover it, I have absolutely hastened the cooking process. So I have this indescribable urge Friday night to see if the chalent is fully cooked yet or not. I'm sorry for this one. I'm playing with fire because what I'm going to do is I'm going to uncover the pot. I'm going to look inside. There's, oh, it's not yet fully cooked. Wait a second. If it's not yet fully cooked, I can't put the lid back on because if I put the lid back on, I'm hastening the cooking that hasn't yet completed. If I have food in the oven and it's not yet fully cooked and the oven is on, theoretically, even if the oven was off, but there was still a lot of heat in the oven, and I close that oven door, I'm also hastening the cooking process. And just to give one more example, if I have a pot that's exposed to a heat source and I move it closer to a heat source, imagine people, let's say you have a blech set up and you have a pot of something or another and it's on the edge of the blech, and it's liquid, and I want to get it going quicker, and I push it closer to the burner itself. Even though it's still on the blech, but it's closer to the burner, and it's not yet fully cooked, or it's not yet up to yatso lettuce bar, it's not yet up to boiling, whatever the context is, by doing that act, I'm hastening the cooking process. All these examples are Torah problems. So it's a good thing to keep in mind. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.